Demand Patterns Roadmap. Demand patterns can be studied over the long term as well as over the medium to short terms. Long-term demand patterns can be analyzed using concepts from macro and microeconomics. Medium to short-term demand can be analyzed by using historical demand for the organization's products or by using a proxy such as a benchmark product from another organization. Reviewing macro and microeconomic reports or internal analyses can help supply chain managers better understand overall market forces and specific demand characteristics for an organization's products and services. Macroeconomics looks at the behavior of the economy as a whole, while microeconomics looks at the behavior of individuals and firms given changes in prices and resource allocations. Supply chain managers can use this information to shape an opinion of how disruptive forces in the environment might impact the demand curve for the organization's specific products and services, and thus set a strategy that compensates for weaknesses and capitalizes on strengths. If the supply or demand curve for a product shifts, analysts at the organization can predict the new equilibrium point for the product and then calculate profit margins assuming the market price reaches this point. Knowing the likely selling price of the product can help when setting cost goals for supply chain activities. At that point, they can use marginal analysis to make rational daily decisions for logistics or other areas of the supply chain. Medium to short-term demand patterns look at a product's or service's average demand over a period being studied as well as the volatility of that demand. Demand volatility can come from explainable causes such as seasonality or from unexplainable causes, which is called random variation. The impact of sales promotions or other internal drivers of demand can also be accounted for in forecasts of future demand. The demand patterns that are revealed through analysis then become a key input into selection of the best forecasting models and the execution of the forecasts.